For the first time, scientists have successfully created sperm from the embryonic stem cells of mice. That means it's now possible to make sperm, eggs, and embryos in the laboratory. The new research not only changes the way animals can be reproduced, it may also provide a tool to pass new genetic traits to future generations. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Researchers have been able to turn embryonic stem cells into brain cells and heart cells, among others, in the laboratory dish. But Harvard Medical School's George Daly says making sperm and eggs was another matter.
It used to be thought that embryonic stem cells could only produce certain types of cells in the petri dish. And there was some theoretical reasons to believe you could get germ cells, but it hadn't been proven until this past year.
Germ cells are the cells that give rise to the male and female sex cells, eggs and sperm. Those cells are different from all other cells because they alone can pass on our genetic heritage. This past April, scientists at the University of Pennsylvania showed it was possible to generate mouse eggs from embryonic stem cells. Daly had been trying to do the same thing without success. But when he learned the Penn scientists had made eggs, he redoubled his efforts, this time focusing on sperm. After a few months, he was sure he'd succeeded.
In order to really know we have sperm precursors, we can identify sperm proteins, and we can demonstrate that they have half the normal number of chromosomes of an adult cell. And that's, in fact, the haploid state, which is characteristic of sperm.
Earlier this year, a team of scientists from Japan also produced what appear to be mouse sperm cells from mouse stem cells. But Daly did something the Japanese did not. He went on to show that his laboratory-generated sperm cells could fertilize mouse eggs, and those fertilized eggs developed into early embryos called blastocysts.
We'd like to be able to determine whether the embryos we've created will actually develop into normal mice. We haven't completed those studies yet. What we have done is derived embryonic stem cells, again, from the blastocyst.
And those blastocysts can be used to generate new stem cells. The work appears in the latest issue of the journal Nature. It's tempting to speculate about making germ cells in the lab and using them to make eggs and sperm for people who can't. But Hans Schuller says this is a long way off if it ever happens. Schuller is the Penn researcher who made eggs from mouse stem cells. He says the value of this research will be in what scientists learn about normal sperm and egg development.
Deriving germ cells is a way that you can test why a person is infertile. You can use it as a tool to study processes. I would never try to raise hopes that this is a way that you can cure infertility.
But there's still the possibility that it will work, and that raises the question of making eggs and sperm with specific traits in order to pass those traits to future generations. This is what's called germline genetic manipulation. Jeffrey Kahn is with the Center for Bioethics at the University of Minnesota. He says ethicists have been discussing the implications of making permanent changes to the germline for decades now.
The ability and potentially the techniques to perform germline manipulation or germline selection just make it very clear we have to revisit those debates and those analyses again to make sure that we understand what we're doing and why we're doing it and have appropriate controls and restrictions in place if we think that that's the proper way to go.
A new round of debates and analysis is sure to start soon. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.